You're listening to The Bridge Loud in Chicago on Q Rock 100.7 FM and online worldwide via thebridgechicago.com. Hey, this is Jed Brewer. Here's tonight's question. I had this awful boss a couple years ago. I just found out he's doing terrible. Part of me is so happy. Am I bad? Let's get into it.
Live. My name is Matt Cain. I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
My employees love me.
Also joining us, Jed Brewer.
Praise Glenn. Glenn, be praised. I think the term you're looking for is dear leader.
Yes. Yes, you got it.
Wow, this got culty fast. I mean, we all knew it was going to happen, but the top of segment one isn't really where I thought that would pop up, but that's just the world we're living in. We're going to answer a question that came into the Bridge Loud at gmail.com tonight. Now, you can write in your questions in the future. Jed nor I wrote this question in, and I can't stress that enough. Absolutely. Neither Jed nor I wrote in to thebridgeloud@gmail.com that said, I had this awful boss a couple of years ago. I just found out he's doing terrible. Part of me is so happy. Am I bad? And Glenn, are they bad?
Well, if they're bad, everyone on this podcast needs a little work.
And how?
We can relate. I think the place I want to start here is let's not necessarily look at the morality of this thing first, because what we want to do long term is find some emotional health here, right? And I think the key thing is to recognize that emotions can't be good or bad, really. I can't have like a really righteous emotion or something. It kind of doesn't work that way. And emotions tend to kind of come and go. They're a bit slippery that way. You can't have the same exact emotional state for 3 days in a row or something like that. So you end up trying to judge your own emotions, and then they end up changing anyway. So I think let's get away from looking at this as good versus bad.
It's absolutely a very important place to start. And especially the feeling we're describing here is a good example of this. This kind of, I'm happy because something bad happened to someone else. That is something that just comes on you.
Yeah.
You don't choose that really in the moment. It's an old concept. The Germans have a word for it. I think it's Bratwurst.
Sure, yes.
Don't know a lot of German, but that's the main one I hear.
Sounds right.
But when you hear something that bad happens to someone, it's not that you carefully consider it and say, well, they were mean to me, and this thing has ruined their life. So, no, yeah, I think I'm happy about that. You just kind of get the... And that noise comes out of you before you know what to do with it.
Sure.
But, so Jed, when we've moved past good and bad, what does that leave us to consider about this situation?
It's a great question. Well, we move past good and bad. I mean, technically, so that we satisfy the technical police, is it naughty? Probably a little bit.
Right.
But literally everybody on the planet deals with this, so with no exceptions. And that actually leads us to the important question, why do we all feel this so strongly? Mm-hmm. You know, I mean, naughty or not, and yeah, you know, a little bit, but why is that such a temptation for all? Because it is for all of us. I mean, we looked it up. People have been dealing with this, wrestling with this for literally thousands of years. It goes back a long time. So why is that? What is it about the idea of, you know, someone was uncool to me and now, you know, things are not going well with them and there's just part of me that's just so pleased and so delighted. Why is that? I think whenever we have something where we're tempted to feel guilty, and we've talked about this on the show before, we always do well to delve into that why question to try and get a sense of where is this coming from and what's driving this so that we can know what to do with it in a healthy way.
Absolutely right. We'll be back to talk more about that right here on The Bridge Aloud. I've always been
here's where I fell before. So tell me you're
back with you here on the Bridge Lab. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by my boss, Glenn Fitzgerald.
And all my employees love me.
Also joining us, a man who also works for Glenn, Jed Brewer.
I love our dear leader. I love him so much.
The work at the re-education camp really took hold, and that's why we send people there.
It was a big investment to invest in that big screen, those things that hold Jed's eyes open.
But
money really, well spent.
It really worked.
A clockwork Jed.
Yes.
We get an interesting question that came into the bridgelab at gmail.com. That was not from Jed 9. I really can't stress that part enough. It says, I had this awful boss a couple of years ago. I just found out he's doing terrible. Part of me is so happy. Am I bad? And Glenn, in the last segment, we ended by talking about that this isn't really a good or bad situation, but this is a feeling that you may want to look at, try to understand why do you feel this way, and is whatever's driving that holding you back in your life. So when we look for that answer, what will we tell someone?
Well, I think for sure we all want justice. We're all interested in justice. We all care about justice. The thing with this situation is it getting a little closer to revenge? And the answer there is a little bit of maybe so. But we do all care. I mean, justice is like a major source of entertainment for us.
Sure.
You think about your Judge Judy's. You think about like these. My wife loves a show that's called Dancing and Crying.
Yes. Sure. Dancing with the Tears.
I think that's what it's called.
Yes.
But
that would be more accurate than Stars at this point.
That's right. But they're all being judged. And we love that. We love someone just do something wrong, and then someone says, you're wrong. And then they feel terrible. We're like, that's great. You know, this is not how it should be.
Then we could sort of be like, yes, I thought their cha-cha lacked energy as well.
Quite.
I totally hold up with that. And Jez, that is a really good point of this is a thing that, while it's not worth feeling guilty about, feeling to talk about that first segment, but there's worth looking at, is this in any way productive?
Yes.
And I think Glenn's pointing to the fact that it's not, which is absolutely right, but it's also worth probably looking at, why is this not a productive thing?
Yeah, yeah. You know, Glenn said the word justice, and I think that's right on. Another good word is fair.
Yeah.
And I want the world to be fair.
Yeah.
I'm a good dude, and people should treat me good. And if they don't, the world is unfair, and that's wrong. And so, for me, when I see bad things happen to people that have wronged me, and I kind of get the giggles off of it, hee-hee, which, you know, not great. But the thing about it is, I'm tempted to feel like the world just got a little bit more fair.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, so you're welcome. That's
right.
Good.
Right.
Well, let's ask, did it?
Right.
Did anything actually improve? In other words, this person mistreated me. They were uncool towards me. They were unfair towards me. They got in a car crash, God forbid, but just as an example. Does that actually improve my situation? Did that undo the unfairness, the cruelty, the unkindness that they did to me? If it's a boss and he 3 years ago, he docked my pay for something I didn't do. And then, you know, last week he gets in a car crash. I didn't get that money back.
Yeah.
Right.
So I think we have this premise in our heads that this is in some way increasing justice, as Glenn said. It's actually not. It might be, as Glenn said again, something closer to revenge, but it hasn't made the world better, and it hasn't righted the wrongs that I suffered.
Right.
That's absolutely right. And what we want to look at is ways we can actually move forward in our life, things we can hold on to that actually can help us do that. We'll be back to do that right here on the Bridge Lab. We are back here on the Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
My employees adore me.
His employees adore him. Also joining us, Jim Brewer.
I made you this macaroni art of us together. Will you put it on your fridge?
If it meets my high standards.
Glenn finds much macaroni art that his younger family members make him shallow and pedantic. Yes. But he's not afraid to let them know.
That's right.
Timmy, your work is derivative.
That's right.
Our continuing answer question that came to the BridgeLoud at gmail.com, where you are welcome to write your questions. This one says, I had this awful boss a couple of years ago. I just found out he's doing terrible. Part of me is so happy. Am I bad? And Glenn, we ended the last segment with Jed putting forth the question of something bad happening to someone down the road, even though they did us wrong, it doesn't actually undo the wrongness. The example he used, which I think is a great one, is if your boss did something that screwed you out of some money, if 10 years later something bad happens to them, you don't get a check.
Right, right.
There's no right. justice fund out of which you get money.
Right.
But so what are the things we can look for in these situations where we've been wronged that actually help us move forward into a more positive thing for us?
Well, I think one of the key things for us to look at is, if we're in a situation where we've been wronged, right, there's a temptation for me to be thinking reactively to that. Yes. Like, he does something wrong, I react by being angry back to him. Something bad happens to him, I react by being pleased that something awful has happened, then I feel guilty about that. It's this weird cycle. The key for us is to break that cycle. You know, our day job involves working with guys coming out of jail, coming out of gang activity, and helping them find a new life, a relationship with God. And that always involves this sense of breaking that cycle of getting out of this reactive way of looking at this and saying, I want to choose something better for myself.
Absolutely right. And Jen, one of the things we talk about that in when we have people who we're dealing with people who've been wronged, even when we're serving wrong, is that idea of breaking the cycle, as Glenn's point to, because you don't want to allow this person to re-victimize you even after the initial incident, right?
That's exactly right. Here's what was really awful about when you worked for whoever this person was and whatever they did to you is there were the specifics. They cheated you out of money. They docked your pay, gave you a bad review, whatever. But they kind of held your emotions hostage in a way. You know, they your happiness on any given day was prisoner to their whim. And that sucked. That's a terrible way to live. But here's the thing is, if our happiness is tied to whether or not bad things happen in their lives, our happiness is still tied to what's going on with them. That's actually still where we're living. And that is giving them more power than they ever deserve to have. The antidote to that is to get to a place where we say, I'm focused on me. Whatever happens with them happens right. with them. I'm going to build a good life for me. I'm going to invest in bettering myself, my education, my career, my relationships. I'm going to rise above my challenges. I'm going to build a life worth living. As we do that, what we'll get to a point is where we realize, I just don't care. I hope they're doing great, but it's just, I got my own life. I'm focused on that. I'm doing that. And that's a place that's emotionally healthy. That's a place with freedom. And that's the kind of thing that we want for you.
And there are strategies to get that place. We'll talk about a couple when we come back right here on the Bridge Loud.
Help me to win. Come on.
Hey, this is Glenn from The Bridge Loud. Maybe you're listening right now and you're thinking, none of this good news applies to me because I've made mistakes and I've got a record. Well, you know what? No problem. We work every day with people who have been and sometimes still are behind bars. We know how to work with that and we ain't scared. Email us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com. That's thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We know you have struggles, we believe in you, and we want to help.
We are back with you here on The Bridge Loud. My name is Matt King, and I'm joined by Glenn Fitzgerald.
As the sign says in the office, the beatings will continue until morale improves.
Yes, we don't know where we don't know what pirate ship you salvaged that from, but it's really true.
Yes.
Also joining us is Jed Brewer.
I'm just trying to behave myself. It's not going well, but I'm giving everything I got.
All right. Well, now, is a rock radio station at 3 a.m. really the time to give that your best effort?
No, definitely not.
Well, we're going to do what we can. We continue to answer a question that came to thebridgeloud@gmail.com. It says, I had this terrible boss a couple of years ago. I just found out he's doing terribly. Part of me is so happy. Am I bad? And we've talked in our previous segments about how a lot of this kind of feeling is driven by a desire for revenge. You may have heard the phrase that revenge is a dish best served cold. But we want to look at some wisdom. And wisdom is a dish best served with a side of secret sauce.
The secret sauce!
And Glenn, as you mentioned, you've been working for a long time with people who be it addiction or prison or gang activity. They've been in situations where, unfortunately, a lot of bad things have happened to them. A lot of people have directly done things to make their lives worse. And what do you tell them about this breaking the cycle, as you put it?
Well, I think the main thing is, let's look at this from the standpoint of what will set you free, what will give you more peace. I think there's a tendency when something has been done wrong to you, you want justice for that situation. But when you do something wrong, you want forgiveness and grace and mercy.
Yeah.
So you find yourself maybe going to God and saying, I want you to forgive me of things, but you're not in a forgiving mood for these other people. And you feel the inherent hypocrisy of that. So the only way to break out of that is to forgive that other person. That's a bag of rocks you don't need to be carrying anyway. Then you can feel like you can receive forgiveness that other people are giving you, and you can live a better and happier life.
That's right, Jed. That's actually something the Bible talks about, right?
Yeah, that's absolutely true. Jesus, people asked him, how should we pray? And one of the things that he suggested when he talked to them about how to pray is that if we want to, God always stands ready to forgive. No matter what. There are no exceptions to that. But if we want to be in a place where we're willing and able to receive that forgiveness from God, then we need to be willing to extend forgiveness to other people. And here's why that's important is there's an old saying that resentment is me drinking poison and hoping you die. That's what resentment is. And it's really, really super true. God wants you to be free. God wants you to have a life that's got joy and that's got peace and satisfaction in it. And the reason he's so hung up on you forgiving others is as long as you're holding resentment against other people, you're not going to take a hold of the good things that he has for you. It's not that he doesn't have good things for you. He does. It's that you won't take a hold of them. That's been true in my life. It's been true in each of our lives on this podcast. And here's the thing. It feels like if I let go of this, if I forgive this person, just move on, it's like I'm saying what they did is okay. It's not. It's not the same as that. What it's the same as saying is I have better things to spend my time and energy on. God has something good for me, and I'm going to spend my focus on that, not on a past that is gone.
And we know that's true for you. You have good things to spend your time and energy on good things God wants for you. We'll be back next week to talk more about that right here on The Bridge Loud.
All right, that's our show. Thanks so much for joining us. We'll see you back here next week on The Bridge Loud. And let us know, are you ready to join The Bridge Loud tribe? We know you've got talents. Maybe you can scream or play the guitar or make a super cool graphic. Love it. Reach out to us at thebridgeloud@gmail.com and tell us what you do. We want your talents and gifts as a part of The Bridge Loud, so don't be shy. Let us know, thebridgeloud@gmail.com. We love you. God loves you, and there's nothing you can do about it. Great.